You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is the Signal Storm Podcast.
Legislative session in Texas was an unmitigated disaster. The Texas Senate showed a watching Texas what those working to do service to the majority can do. The Texas Senate got to work not only on the eight top GOP priorities, but Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick's top 30 priorities all were done in near record time. They just got to work. They did their work. Now, in contrast, the Texas House decided they would take time off, you know, do 2 or 3 day work weeks and run out the clock so they wouldn't have to pass, they thought, they wouldn't have to pass certain items that are important to not only the security of Texas and our people, but also the future of our children. Several things did not get done, and they were done in deference to Democrats. As you know, the Texas Speaker is not elected by the majority in Texas. They are elected by both Republicans and Democrats, so they are bipartisan speakers. To this day, I am shocked by how many Texans don't recognize that the so-called Republican Speaker is actually put in power and owes his political power to both political parties, Republicans and Democrats. But that's the way it is. I don't like it. I think it's terrible. But that's just the way it is. So we all know about the shenanigans that happened a couple of Fridays ago at the Texas Capitol, where several members of the Texas legislature, including the Texas Speaker, were caught on camera, allegedly impaired. And then the photos started rolling out of the bar, the hosted bar that was set up. And it just got to be unseemly. So that, of course, led to the Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton to say, well, I want to call on the Texas Speaker to step down because it is unconscionable if the reports are true that he was impaired conducting the business over 30 million people. It's a disgrace. And also, the AG told me in his first interview after making that declaration that Dade Phelan should resign. He also said to me it was a combination of that conduct, but also how the legislative session turned out. And there were all manner of things that the Texas House left on the table, things that they could not afford to leave on the table. Correction, things that we, the people of Texas, could not afford for them to leave on the table. They killed the Republicans now. The Republicans killed parental school choice, stabbed every parent in the back in the state of Texas. They failed to pass a bill that stopped communist China from buying land in the state of Texas, allowing the communist Chinese to get a foothold in our state and in our country buying Texas land. To me, that's unconscionable. And they passed on vital election integrity bills that would have provided a remedy for that disgraceful and disgusting criminal court of appeals ruling, which said the attorney general of the state of Texas could not prosecute voting fraud. It's disgusting. It's terrible. They even, folks, the leadership in the Texas House, the so-called Republicans, at the behest of the Democrats, they prevented legislation from even getting to the floor that would have addressed vaccine mandates because these, I'm sorry, totalitarians wanted to keep it possible for them to force something into your body at a future time. And they would not put a prohibition to vaccine mandates by the government into Texas law. That's how sick and twisted this session was, marred by allegations of drunkenness and being impaired, allegations of the Republican leadership delivering for Marxism and socialism, and the work of Texans not getting done. Now, let me pivot back to one of the points of advocacy for this Salcedo Storm podcast and the Chris Salcedo shows, and that is school choice. After everything that has been happening inside of GovEd, from the illegality to the abuse to the, there's another story out there out of the Texas scorecard that teachers were caught on tape saying, oh yeah, we just ignore the Texas legislature's prohibition on critical race theory. We teach it anyway. And the establishment Republicans inside of the Texas House said, yeah, screw the people. We pass laws, we have no mechanism to enforce them, and we're not going to enforce them. It was all for window dressing, and didn't we dupe you all? Didn't we just completely snow all of you Republican voters saying, oh yeah, we put a prohibition on critical race theory, and we did nothing to police it? When really, the only police we need are the parents. The minute the parents saw this nonsense, if they had school choice, they'd be able to take their kids out of these left-wing Marxist indoctrination factories and would get them out. Now, before session ended, before the deadline for legislation ended, I had the opportunity to sit down with Betsy DeVos, the former education secretary of the United States. She is also a huge proponent of saying, you know, it's the parents, not the government, who's in charge of our child's education. And she has been a longtime advocate of putting the purse strings back in the hands of Texas parents. And we talked to the education secretary under President Donald J. Trump, Betsy DeVos, on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Does the state of the economy have your head spinning? Let American Medical Plans relieve one burden, health insurance. American Medical Plans specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays and no deductibles. You choose your doctors, you choose your hospitals. These plans have nothing to do with your income and are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. You deserve better. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Do you ever wonder what it would be like to trust that where you get your news is accurate and pro-citizen? Well, Texas Scorecard has you covered. We give you real news for real Texans. Go to TexasScorecard.com today.
Folks, want to welcome Betsy DeVos. She served as the 11th U.S. Secretary of Education. She's been involved in education policy for nearly three decades as an advocate for children, often lost in the education discussion, by the way. She's also been a vocal voice for parents, another voice lost in the education discussion. She's especially passionate about reforms that help underserved children gain access to quality education. Madam Secretary, welcome back.
Chris, it's great to be back with you.
It is fantastic to have you back. Now, look, I wanted to start looking at the country first. Now, I may be outdated here with my numbers, but my understanding is that at least 27 of our states, am I right, have some form of parental school choice. Is that correct?
I believe that number is accurate, and that number is changing every day as more states join the movement and the momentum to empower parents and give families and kids choices.
Now, sadly, the great state of Texas is among the knuckle-dragging states who prize special interests, the education lobby, the textbook lobby, and basically look at GovEd as an adult jobs program. 23 of those Republicans in the Texas State House voted to prohibit any money from the state budget, I should say, going to school choice programs. When you found out about that, what was your take?
Well, they're absolutely wrong in their vote, and they're going to find out how wrong they are if they persist, because the real reason education freedom is a top issue in almost every state in the country today, parents are really mad, and their kids are suffering. And for Texas, it's no different. Parents know they need more control over how their children are educated, and kids need more and better educational options. This was proven out in a sort of a poll taken in Texas before the last cycle around how many actually supported the money following the students. And I believe it was over 80% of Republican primary voters said they support parents being empowered in this way.
And not only that, but a majority of Democrat voters also supported, and of an overwhelming majority of independents. It was a Democrat Morning News poll that you're referencing, and a wide swath across party lines agreed with parental school choice, as does Governor Greg Abbott. He has said that he will veto any watered down so-called school choice initiative that comes out of the Texas House. And by the way, I'm not even sure it's going to get past our conservative Senate, but he is saying he will call a special session if these recalcitrant Republicans, who are really Democrats, persist in stabbing Texas parents in the back. I think that's the right move. What about you?
Well, I think Governor Abbott is to be highly commended. He is right to strongly hold the line on this issue, and Texans should be very proud of him and his persistence and insistence that he get a bill that is going to meaningfully empower families in Texas. I'm very, very supportive and proud of the stand he's taken. He's made it very clear he's ready to call the special session when and if necessary, and it's absolutely the right thing.
Now, I talk to a lot of advocates for homeschooling, a lot of advocates for private schooling. They have a very big concern, and I can understand where it comes from, this idea that government will use the almighty dollar to worm its way into influencing religious education, influencing those who are homeschooled. Tell me, just 30,000 feet up, is that easy to legislate in language that would prohibit the government from ever using its money as a weapon or a cudgel to infiltrate and to exert its influence over private schools, charter schools, or homeschooling?
Well, the language of a bill can certainly address these issues, but the reality is that we have to remain constantly vigilant. And I understand concerns of parents who may be reluctant based on what might happen down the road. But the reality is nobody has to opt into being a part of an education savings account program or any other form of education freedom that is government funded. The reality is you can choose to participate or not, but it should not stop us from moving ahead with it because so many families need it and want it, and it's going to be incumbent on all of us to be vigilant to keep the hand of government out of the realm of faith and the exercise of religious freedom.
Yeah, no, I concur. And, you know, there is the other side's contention that if school choice is granted, they say, first off, we don't know what you Republicans and conservatives and you people out there who love your kids more than you love government, we don't understand what your big problem is, because government ed is perfect. Government ed is great. Government ed is fantastic. And, you know, you should just sit down, shut up. We're the educated people. We're the ones that have master's degrees in education. If we want to teach your child LGBTQ, ABCDFG, cultural Marxism, if we want to teach your child the Hate Whitey program, critical race theory, you as the parent, your job is to pay for it, and our job is to teach your kids our values, not your values. And I think it's echoed, Madam Secretary, by Joe Biden's recent utterings, where he said that America's children belong to the collective. They belong to all of us, or government was his supposition. And when they say that the GovEd is great and it's perfect, then doesn't that underline their worry that if we get school choice, that parents will remove their kids from this perfect system? If it's so perfect, then what parent in their right mind would want to take their kids out?
Well, and you make a great point. We are just literally weeks away from the Biden administration forcing every school to replace biological sex with radical gender theory. And it will be a legal requirement if the text of the Title IX regulation comes out as the draft did, for everyone to use preferred pronouns and to let boys in the girls' locker room. And this is coming down the pike. it's not what Texans want, but they won't have a choice if they can't send their children to a different school, which is another important reason why those legislators need to be supporting Governor Abbott's drive to bring parental empowerment and choice education freedom to Texas.
Betsy DeVos, our guest right now, the U.S. Secretary of Education, the 11th U.S. Secretary of Education under President Donald J. Trump. When you see Republicans, as 23 of them did in the Texas State House, stab parents and children in the back, what do you think is the driving force? Why are they siding with a government system that they have no interest in policing? They have no mechanism of keeping tabs on. They just don't want parents to be able to do that. What is the rationale? Do you know?
Well, I think many of them are beholden to the system. Many rural legislators are afraid of voting with parents because they think there's going to be ramifications from the supporters on the other side. Those are defenders and protectors of the system. But the rural argument has been discredited time and time again. It's absolutely wrong, because if rural schools are truly good, then no families are going to leave them, and no money will leave that school system. But right. it might not be about the schools being good at all. It might, in fact, be about students needing access to different courses or different schedules or a different approach to learning. Education freedom can enable those options without having to build a new school building. So you have to just think more creatively about what education freedom and school choice can mean. And it is, you know, they have to get past these excuses because there are rural states that are passing education freedom policies in droves.
Amen.
West Virginia, Utah, Iowa, Indiana, Nebraska, just to name a few.
Amen to that. And you know what, where this all goes, and I think you've probably seen this in your travels, where these GovEd schools are turned into the primary entertainment center in some of these small towns. They are turned into food distribution centers. And in New York, they're turned into illegal alien housing centers because government runs them. And the government individuals who serve the government and not the people, they can do whatever they want with these government facilities and say, as the people of New York have just had say, you know, screw you, we don't care about your kids, we're going to house these illegal aliens in your gym and your kids can just figure it out. This is the problem with having this system of unaccountability that we have with GovEd. And doesn't that need to change?
Absolutely. In too many cases, the focus is not on what is right for individual kids and their ability to learn and grow and advance. The focus is on systems, supporting adult issues, and tangential things to learning. The reason we have schools, or the reason schools were established in the first place, was to help facilitate learning. And yet we saw most recently with the nation's report card results on those who were prepared with a command of U.S. history and civics, 86% of eighth graders don't even have a reasonable understanding of U.S. history. 86%. Oh. And 80% didn't have any idea about our nation's founding via basic civics.
Wow. And we wonder why there are so many socialistic, communistic tendencies in this country, because I would rationalize that the last two generations have been dominated with Democrats inside of GovEd trying to strip away the Constitution, strip away our rights, so that our children don't have a fundamental understanding of what it is to be in a country where self-government should be the way to go. Betsy DeVos, if folks want to support your effort, and praise God your effort is part of bringing pressure on these Republicans in the Texas State House who place their devotion to this failed GovEd system over their devotion to their own voters and children, where can they go to help you in your efforts?
Well, I wrote a book called Hostages No More, The Fight for Education Freedom and the Future of the American Child, which is a playbook for parents and policymakers. And I highly recommend getting that, reading it, hearing, listening to it. I did the reading of the book myself as well. And then my website also, Betsy DeVos at BetsyDeVos.com. or Betsy at BetsyDeVos.com has more information. The organization that I used to chair, the American Federation for Children, is doing great and important work. It's another area to get involved. And I just encourage folks to join the momentum and put the pressure on your elected officials to support families and kids and their ability to make the right choices for their education future.
Former U.S. Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos, I appreciate your fantastic work and always appreciate the visit.
Well, Chris, it's so good to talk with you, and thank you for your advocacy for families and kids.
And folks, I highly encourage you to go to that place, that resource, because that's where we're going to find the inspiration to defeat the Socialist Democrats and to defeat their enablers in the Republican Party leadership in the state of Texas. Defeat the education lobby so that our parents can make sure that our kids get the education they deserve, and to make sure that our teachers get the compensation they deserve when they do well. That's going to do it, everybody, for this edition of the Salcedo Storm podcast. Visit TexasScorecard.com, TexasScorecard.com. That's where enterprising journalism happens. You won't find journalism done quite this way that you see it at the Texas Scorecard any other place in Texas. Also, pay a visit to ChrisSalcedo.com, ChrisSalcedo.com. That's where you track down the Chris Salcedo shows on AM 700 KSEV, The Voice of Texas, simulcast on TNT Radio, on Rumble, and on Getter. And that's where you find the Chris Salcedo show on Newsmax TV, Monday through Friday, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, Eastern until 5. So until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government. It is rather measured by how much power is reserved for you and me. In short, we, the people. Stay safe out there, my friends.